Saving money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save big money
at Menards. Who are you?
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
I'm Jordi Sunyer in Barcelona, and you're listening to Soccer Matters.
Brahim Diaz, Ibrahimovic is there again! This time is not to be denied! And Milan do now have their equaliser. Verona couldn't hold out, and it's 2-2.
Last chance salute for Lazio, Correa. Caicedo!
Welcome back to Soccer Matters. You got to love the passion of the commentators there. You heard Zlatan Ibrahimovic continuing to score goals in the Serie A. Big thank you, as always, to our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Also, to Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. Right now, they've got all kinds of great stressless recliners in there, recommended by chiropractors all over the world for back support. Recliners and sofas made in Norway. By the way, when I had the vertigo, I was laying, if I was going to go down, I was going down on a stressless, by the way. Eddie Robinson will probably get something out of that one. So a big thank you to Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture. We're going to keep the phone calls going here with Tab. So we appreciate Tab staying through for another segment here. Let's go to Dorian. Dorian, you're on with Tab Ramos, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo.
Hello?
You're on the air. You're on the air, Dorian.
Hey Glenn, Coach Dab, how are you guys doing tonight?
Very good.
Hi, good, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tab, for doing this. Before I get my question, I want to get this out of the way for Tab. You know, thank you for coming on the air to address to us fans. Normally, when coaches have disappointing seasons in soccer or otherwise, they usually hide in their bunkers, don't address anybody until next season. So the fact that you actually have some accountability to come here, that's great. I appreciate that. Feelings about the Dynamo are no secret. You know, we've been struggling for years now, and you know, this is only year one for you, and I understand that, and especially with the whole circumstances, that's understandable, and with the results. It's not as what you wanted, but you did what you could with this current roster, and that should be commended in some kind of way. So I do applaud that. Anyways, my question to you, Tab, was we understand that you are a long-term coach and you have some plans for the Dynamo, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you have planned for this club because I really want to see this club succeed. So we know you have some plans in developing the youth in the team, and that's great. But I also want to know is, do you also have plans to bring in some other players, not exactly youth-wise and not exactly like star players, but like some veterans to mentor these young players that you're planning to bring in? You don't have to drop names, but at least, you know, give us like an example of, you know, do you have some ideas of players you want to bring in from outside of MLS, within MLS, or, you know, have some input with Matt Jordan to bring in some of these players to help mentor these young players coming in, because I believe that, you know, youth is essential to the Dynamo, but that's only half of it if you don't have proper mentorship.
Okay, yeah, it's a good question, and it's a little bit like the last one I had. I want to make clear again for all the fans, and first of all, you're right. You know, the easiest thing, especially after Sunday's result, would have been to hide somewhere because, you know, obviously, you know, I was personally embarrassed. you know, at the way the season ended. And I know that the team shouldn't be, because the team tried as hard as they could. I know that in the last game of the season, we were not playing for anything. And sometimes it's difficult to motivate professional players to play hard when you're not playing for anything anymore, because most of them can tend to start thinking about vacation only. And I think our players gave everything they had until the 93rd minute of the game, and we were looking to get that win and getting chance after chance, and then on a counter, we lost. But I appreciate that from the players. And so I'm embarrassed at the results, but I'm not embarrassed at the effort that the team made. So I make that clear. The other thing I think that's important is to say, like I said to the last caller, I think it was Brian. I don't want to get the fans confused with us thinking about playing youth, that we're going to be playing 15 and 16 year olds. I mean, is there a possibility that a 15 and 16 year old may get on the field during the year at some point? Yeah, of course, the door is always open. But the fact is, we want to get younger, but when we say we want to get younger, we want to get younger to players that are 22, 23, 24, guys who have already been in the league, who have experience in the league, who are possibly on their second contract in the league, who I maybe know personally and who I know make the kind of effort that I know I want to see and that the fans want to see, and that help us to be a winning team. So I'm not thinking, of course, I have a long-term plan, but I'm just a coach, and coaches are only as good as what they're doing right now. So although I have to think about the future, it's more importantly to think to that future, to add something now so that you can go to the stadium and be happy to watch your team win games. And so the number one thought for next year is to, yes, of course, get younger, get more athletic, get more dynamic, press more, because I think that worked a lot of the time this year, and I think with different players it will work better. But the idea is to win games next year, not 3 years from now.
Okay.
Thank you, Dorian. We appreciate that. Let's move this on to Ray. Let's go quickly here because we've got 6 minutes left with Tab, and we want to get as many people in as possible. Let's go, Ray. Ray, you're up. All right. Ray, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, you're up, Ray.
Glenn.
Go
thank
for
you,
it.
Glenn, and thank you, Coach, for taking the calls. I just wanted to ask, in summary, what are the characteristics that you prefer to be for the new RGV coach, and what did you learn within the first-year relationship with the RGV Toros? Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, so I'm not, first of all, we're not sure about the timing of when anything is going to happen with RGV at the moment, because we still don't know when MLS is going to start. There's a possibility that MLS can start as late as May of next year, which will likely push the USL League even later than that. So we don't know when a decision for RGV will be made on that position in particular. Having said that, I think the relationship this year, we had a great plan for it. I think it was going to be good. I think we would have had players like Marcelo go down and play 10, 12 games. We wanted to get a lot of help to RGV because we wanted to make sure that RGV won this year. But unfortunately, because of we were locked in MLS this year, and any player that left our squad couldn't come back. And so we were forced to keep our players and we weren't able to help RGV as much as we could. But we thought that relationship was going to be great. But because of COVID, it didn't really work this year.
Okay, that's good stuff there from Ray. Thank you for that, Tob. Let's go to George now. George, you're on with Tob Ramos, Houston Dynamo coach.
Hey, Tab. Hey, Glenn. How y'all doing?
Very good.
How you doing, George?
Good. Hey, you have Nico Lemoine, Marcel Palomino, Ian Hoffman, Luca Parpa, you have McLaughlin, I can never say that, at RGV, Daniel Rios, 17 years old, and Juan Castilla at 15 years old, joining in 2021, I believe. And you have those 14 contracts expiring. I know you say you want to go with the youth, and you wanted to continue bringing in veteran experience players over, possibly 2 years old. Or 2 years in the contract. Do you see as well bringing in maybe like a Richard Ledesma that's 20 years old, giving you credit for bringing him up onto the Dynamo team?
That's a great question. I would love to have Richie Ledesma, but Richie would be way too expensive. I don't think we could afford Richie Ledesma at this point. You know, he's at a great club at PSV. And, yeah, of course, I'd take Richie Ledesma anytime for any team because he's an amazing player, and I love the way he plays. But that's not realistic. He's playing in Europe. He's at PSV, and there's a good chance he will keep moving forward in Europe before he returns to MLS. As far as the rest of the players, although we're sure that we will have with us Juan Castilla, that we'll have Danny Rios, they will likely be moving back and forth. You know, they're only 16 years old. It's likely that they would be moving back and forth either to RGV to play some games, to our Academy U19s to play some games, be training with us. So it's going to be sort of a hybrid situation for them. Guys like Perpa and McLaughlin, they're guys that we haven't even made a decision on in terms of bringing them back next year. You know, they had a short season this year. They weren't able to show as much. So they're not guys that we're necessarily, you know, counting on at this point, but we'll have to discuss that. And then guys like Nico Lemoine and obviously and Marcelo Palomino, they're guys that I've already counted on this year. So I'm hoping that will continue. They will be likely on the roster unless for some reason we decide to loan Marcelo out to another club where he will play more. He will likely stay here with us and go back and forth to RGV. Hopefully he can get 10, 12 games there and get some games with us as well. So that's kind of the plan for all the guys you mentioned, but they're all on different pages at this point.
Big thank you, George, for that phone call, and a big thank you to all the Dynamo fans that have called in here tonight. You remind us how educated you are about the team and how much you care. Tab, tremendous job, tremendous to put yourself out there tonight and really make a great connection with the fans. I thank you for that.
Thank you for having me on, and a special shout out for the Dynamo for Change, since they had a couple of people on, obviously, and you know, we want to be out here in the market and talking to people and showing our faces, because I think that's important to the fans.
Excellent job, Tab, and thank you again from me to you, and then of course the Dynamo fans loving conversing with you tonight and getting all this great information. Okay, we're going to take a break now. We're coming back with Hector Moreno of the Mexican national team. El Tri fans, time for you to hear from one of your stars. Your star center back, Hector Moreno, is coming up next, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm.
ESPN 97.5. Hello, people. This is Alexi Lawless, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Always a big thank you to you, the soccer fans and the listeners and those who then jump on our podcasts at podcastarena.com or on Spotify. Quick word here now for Advantage BMW Midtown. They're back on board as sponsors of the show. I've driven a BMW for years. I've bought from Advantage BMW Midtown numerous times. I love the drive of a BMW. I just came back in June. I went 23 hours to see my parents and back. And the X5 that I drive, it was the ultimate driving machine. It was unbelievable. Just so much comfort and fun to drive. Cutting through all these great states across America and seeing so many different things. The other thing I love at Advantage BMW is the customer service. It's second to none. Advantage BMW has you covered. They'll cover you in sales, service, and finance. It can be done real easy. Get in a 3, 5, or a 7 series and get that Advantage BMW in Midtown, hometown advantage. That's why I shop Advantage. AdvantageBMWHouston.com, and they have been supporting soccer on the radio here in Houston. Advantage BMW Midtown. That's where you get your BMW. Also, quick word here for Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway, Marquee Entertainment Center, home of the Liverpool Supporters Group. You want to go in and watch a game, that's the place to do it. 18 TVs, big screens, wonderful place in there. Go in there, say hello to Peter. They're welcoming. They love soccer fans in there. It's Hugh O'Connor's, 7620 Katie Freeway. Okay, our next guest has played well over 100 times for Mexico, has played in World Cups, was a FIFA under 17 World Cup winner with Mexico in 2005, started his career in 2006 and 7 at Unam Pumas in Mexico, went on to play for Espanyol, PSV, Roma, Real Sociedad in Spain, currently now at Al Gharafa in Qatar. But he is a wonderful center back, a great passer of the ball, and has played for Mexico for such a long time. He is Hector Moreno, and he joins us now. Well, Hector, let's start off with just how have the sessions been ahead of these games against South Korea and Japan with Tata Martino and your teammates now that you've gotten together?
Hi, Len. Hi. Everything is fine. It's good to be back with the team. It's been a crazy year for all of us. We were lucky last month to be together, to play two matches and did well, both of them with against very good national teams. And this time it will be the same, you know, totally different kind of style of football with South Korea and Japan. But I think will be good for us to keep improving, to be working, to still work together and to get better together.
How much of coming into these short camps right before games is about tactics? I mean, obviously, it's about getting together, getting back together quickly, and then getting reminded of the tactics maybe of the coach?
Yeah, we try to take advantage of everything, you know, every minute, every day we are here, like the gathering together with the team, you know, like all the after meals and everything, we try to stay longer, you know, because it's a long time since we haven't seen each other. We try to connect with each other, but also tactically, is very good, you know, because Tata is very busy with that. His staff is very busy with that, and then we're trying to improve. As I just say, you know, every game we play before, we try to look at it, to see what we did well, what we did wrong, and to improve. You know, to learn the mistake we made, and then to try to do it better in the next time. So I think for this opportunity, we will have to take a look in the with the games against Netherlands and Algeria, and to see what we miss, you know, because I think we play good matches, but still there are room to improve, and I hope that we can do it in this short period, but we have to make the best out of it.
We're talking to Hector Moreno, Mexican national team center back, has played in World Cups at the highest level, and Hector joining us from Austria, where they're preparing for South Korea and Japan. Well, what type of coach is Tata Martino? Because there's a lot of great reviews coming back. He's got everything very, very organized. He has a clear vision. What do you like about him as a manager and coach?
I think, as you said, you know, he has a clear vision of what he wants from you as a player, from you on the pitch and off the pitch. He's very clear with that. He likes to play with the ball. He likes to have the initiative to be the leader, you know, to have the personality to play with the ball, to start the football from the back, you know, to build up the game, to open the spaces for our striker, which they are really good. So when they have the opportunity to go one against one or bigger spaces on the back of the defenders, they can make a lot of damage. So we try to do that. But it's not because I had everything, you know, I've been lucky with the coaches, but I had some coaches that they like to play, you know, they go, okay, let's do it. But they don't really, or they don't work as much as we do with Tata, you know. Tata really gives us a lot of information about how we have to do it, why we have to do it, and what will come out with that situation, you know. Everything, like, very well is prepared and practiced during the trainings. And at the end, I think we've been doing it on the games, and that's the situation that we take advantage, you know. If you see some goals that we have scored, because we start to build up the game from the back, and we take advantage, as I just say, with the good quality of the strikers that we have. So it's important from us to have a clear view of what we are doing and why we are doing it, you know, because sometimes we just try to start the game and build up, but with no reason, you know, just to keep the ball. But the most important thing, and what Tata wants, is we keep the ball to attack, you know, to make damage, to find the open gaps that the opponent can have, and to realize when they are and where they are.
Hector, I noticed when you answered that question, you said how and why a lot. If those two how and why is presented by the coach, does that make you believe in his ideas even more because he's telling you how it's going to happen and why?
Yes, it does. And actually, as I just say, you know, like the results are helping. So why are you not going to believe if the things are going well, you know, if the things are playing well, if what we're doing on training, we can see it and we can show it during the game. So that's why it's the main reason, you know, we have to believe in something. The idea from Tata and the staff is that. And at the end, so far, it's that the things are going well. So hopefully we can keep going this way. We can, as I said, improve and get better. I think we haven't done well in the past, but I think we will do it. We will be able to do it.
We are talking to Hector Moreno. He is the center back for the Mexican national team from Austria, ahead of Mexico taking on South Korea and Japan. All right, you've played with different partners. Cesar Montes is one. How about talking about your relationship with him? And I know you've played in a two-back center-back system with a back four and then three center-backs. So first, let's talk about Cesar Montes and your relationship with him.
Yeah, I really like him. I think in the last interviews I did in Mexican media, I spoke about him because I think he's ready to make a step to Europe. It would be good for him to try new things, to learn new things. I think in Mexican competition is very strong, but the way he can develop in Europe, it can be better for him and for the national team. So I hope that he can make it because he has all the abilities that you need to be a central defender. You know, he has the length, he has the speed, he has the quality with the ball, as we like to play with the ball. So hopefully he can do that soon. And to play with him, it's good. It's easy, you know. Still, he's a young kid. He wants to learn. He listens, you know. It's easy when you want to tell him something or teach him something about by my experience, not because I think I'm better than that, you know. It's just because I'm a little bit more experienced than him, and I try to help him out with that. And yes, as I just said, last two games, we played the first game with four, let's say, with four defenders, and the game against Algeria, we played with line of five. It was all because we wanted to try new things, you know, just in case in some situation or some game you need to play with five. With Tata, all the games before, we played always four in the back. But he thought in his playing to us that it was a good time to practice this, you know, because they maybe we're in the World Cup, hopefully, in 2 years, and we have to play five defenders, and we never played before, you know, we never did before, we never practiced before. So that was a good time for him to try it on, and it was a very tough match against Argelia, and we did okay.
Hector, when you go into a three center back system like that, you got one in the middle and you're on the left, how do things change a little bit for you in that position, if at all?
No, yeah, it is. It changed because I have more freedom to go forward with the ball when you have the possibility to the space, let's say, to drive the ball forward, because at the end, you know, you will have always two other center backs helping you if anything happens, if you lose the ball or the teammate you play the ball, he lose the ball, you will have always a cover up. And also as a defensive side, you many times you end up being like a left back, because if you try to press forward or left wing back, let's say, he will press the right back from them. So as a left center back, you will end up running, shuffling to the left side, and you will be like another left back. You know, it takes coordination, time, and effort. Of course, I think you run more as a line of three, you know, because sometimes you are more exposed to the, especially if they play with two wingers, very open, wide open, it will be more difficult to catch them. But I like this formation, you know. At the end, anything 4-3-3, 5-3-2, anything is like during the game, everything is changing, everything is like, you can have every formation during one game, you can change like 4 or 5 times in one action, let's say, not even in one game, you know, because people is moving around, the opponent is also moving, and you try to find the spaces and to be in a good position to play the game and to defend as well.
Hector Moreno, Mexican national team center back. We're pleased to have him on the show. All right, so you're in Qatar. Before we talk about Qatar, and some people call it Qatar, I don't know if I'm saying it correctly or not. But, okay, so I saw an incredible picture of you and your family on Halloween. And, I mean, it was an awesome picture. I mean, this was very serious costume.
Thank you. My wife is the headmaster on this thing. She likes to plan everything. We had some friends over, luckily, like in Qatar, talking about the situation that we're living, you know, things are better, you know, it's not like a difficult period from the pandemic and everything, so we can hang out, we can live almost a normal life, and we can do these kind of things, you know. And as I, we were just talking off the record, like, it will be a picture we will look back in 20 years, 10 years, and we want to laugh at it. And for sure, our daughter, when they look at it, maybe they might be mad because of the custom we choose for them. But so far, we enjoyed the night, and we had a fantastic day. And as we tried to do it, you know, while we're in Qatar, we try to enjoy. It's a fantastic country. Of course, during the summertime, it's very hot. It's difficult to not to live, but to spend some time out. You have to live indoors, but the life is great.
I would imagine, you know, Tata Martino, people with the Mexican Federation are asking you kind of what the country's like culturally and things like that, since you're actually living there to help with preparations for the World Cup.
Yes, yes, the staff of Tata, you know, is the people who is always looking and thinking, you know, like the how can you say that? Like the hotels and the training grounds too for the World Cup, because they have to plan everything. We are not even started the qualification yet, but you have to go ahead before of everything, you know, because there are 32 national teams that they, every, it will be only in Doha, you know, like around, there's all the national team will be around and it will be there, you know. It has to be like, you have to be earlier than all of the other teams to find nice facilities to train, nice hotels to be there. So they're trying to know things better than, and they're asking me, of course, what it is. But it's difficult to tell also because they are still under construction, a lot of things, you know. I've been there 14 months, and since day one I arrived, you only see construction everywhere, for hotels, for highways, for tunnels, for bridges and everything. So it's crazy. It's difficult for me to picture it, like how it's going to be in 2 years, you know, because it's, and getting everything has changed so much. I cannot imagine in 2 years for when the World Cup starts, everything will be like fantastically well organized. And but yeah, I try to help them with the main minor things.
Hector Moreno joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 from Austria with the Mexican national team ahead of South Korea and Japan. All right, so that's part one of Hector Moreno, and we really appreciate him jumping on here a couple of days before their opener against South Korea, in camp with Tata Martino currently right now in Austria. Before we go to break, Nebo Bandovic, former leading scorer for the Houston Hotshots, well, he wants to invite you to start your career to financial freedom through real estate investing. After finishing his soccer career, and believe me, Nebo banged in a lot of goals at the Old Summit for the Houston Hotshots, he went on to build a real estate investing empire with multi-million dollar portfolio, and he wants to teach you how to do the same thing. So follow Nebo at Nebo Bandovic, at N-E-B-A-N-D-O-V-I-C on Instagram. You'll get daily investment tips, secrets, and more on how to be mentored by the master himself through the VIP program. That's at Nebo Bandovic, N-E-B-O-B-A-N-D-O-V-I-C on Instagram. And also a big thank you to our presenting sponsor, as always, John Daspit and the Daspit Thaw Firm. Thank you very much for your support of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. They'll bring you a personalized approach. They'll work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Part two, Hector Moreno, coming up.
I'm Greg Berhalter. You're listening to Soccer Matters, Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Just a reminder, glendavissoccer.com. You can get the podcasts of this show. You can also get them at podcastarena.com, iTunes, Spotify. Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Give us a follow. Check us out on Instagram, Glenn Davis Sock. And, of course, we appreciate all the great interaction we have gotten from you, the soccer fan. 18 years on the radio. That's hard to believe. Sometimes I shake my head at that myself. All right. Before we get to part two of Hector Moreno, just a quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, we thank them very much. Daspit Law Firm. By the way, they also are the presenting sponsor of our show up in Austin. DaspitLawAustin.com. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. You get in an accident, car, boat, motorcycle. You might drive an 18-wheeler, work in a refinery, work construction. You're going to call the Daspit Law Firm. 713-322-HURT. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. They'll work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. Get that representation you need with the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. 713-322-HURT. And I remind you, our sponsors, if you have the opportunity to support them like they support soccer on the radio, I hope you will consider it. All right, part two, Hector Moreno of the Mexican national team from the great country of Austria. Hector Moreno joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 from Austria with the Mexican national team ahead of South Korea and Japan. Does Tata, you know, when he speaks to you, does he say, look, Hector, I need you to lead? I need you to be one of the leaders of this team, obviously, with your experience.
Yeah, he gave us the responsibility to all of us, you know, like the older guys, because as I just said before with Cesar, you know, it's not because we are better players, so we are, it's just by experience. We've been many years here with the team, but we have a lot of things, good and bad things. He gave us the responsibility, of course, and we have to take it, you know. I think that the mix that we can have now with the experienced players, with the young talented players that are coming out from Mexico, it will be good for the national team. It's good for Tata. Of course, there will be a time that he has to change, you know. It's like, it's life. Some new center back will come with a better present than myself, and I'll have to go. But I will do everything that is on my mind and my power to stay here as long as possible. You know, I fight so hard during my whole career to be with the national team. So I don't want to take it for granted. I will work hard. And every person has a personality, of course. You know, like my way is not to be a leader, like screaming or shouting to the guys. You know, I try to be a leader by example, trying to train hard, trying to be as the best professional level, you know, like try to do all these kind of things, and I try to show the young kids like the way you're supposed to be as a professional football player. You know, it's not because when I was younger, of course, I was a footballer from a soccer player from 2-3 hours when the training lasts. But then I realized that you have to be 24/7. You know, it's not only the 2-3 hours that you train. What you eat at home, how you rest at home, how you sleep, how you prepare before the training, how you recover after. So all these kind of things that I wish I learned earlier to pass on to the new guys, to the young kids, and hopefully they can learn earlier than me, so their career can last longer and better than myself.
So Tata's been bringing in a youth movement. There are a lot of very talented younger guys, Antuna, Lainez, Aguirre, Cordova. I mean, we can go on with the names. There's obviously... Yeah. A youth movement here. How have these young guys been doing? I mean, I've seen them doing very well in games, but from your perspective?
No, very well. Very well. I think it's also like the guys coming here to give the best, you know. They are happy to be here, you know. Being in the national team is a pleasure. It's a privilege that we have. We are lucky to do it. We are blessed to do it. And so when they come here, they just try to show themselves. And as I just say, you know, of course, it's by age, it's by experience when they learn new and better things. But I think that they are doing it and they will be a better professional than we were. I'm not saying I was a bad professional, but I think that they will learn earlier and they will be even better than the previous, than ourselves, you know, than when I was younger. So hopefully I want to help with that. You know, I want to help with my experience, with the things I did wrong. See, if only one guy can listen to me and make less mistakes than I made, like if play, you know, outside of the play, of the pitch, it will be like the best thing that I can do for the national team, you know, because I think you have to learn through other experience, through other guys' experiences. And I think these people is able to do that, you know. They are open to do that, and that's great.
So the U.S. is finally going to get some games. They're going to take on Wales and Panama in Europe as well. And I don't know if you looked at their roster, but it's pretty amazing the amount of now American players playing in Europe and playing with big clubs. You know, Juventus, Chelsea, Barcelona, you know, it's a first for us in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But when you look at that roster, what was your first impressions of that?
No, it's great. I like to see that. I like to see that the CONCACAF, let's say, the teams in CONCACAF are growing. Of course, I I don't wish that USA wins. When we play Mexico, USA, it's a game where you never want to lose or something. But when the players itself, they are doing good for the confederation or for the national team, for themselves, I'm happy, you know, because they work, they deserve to be in these big clubs. And they are very young, talented players. Still, you know, it's a long way to go. But it's good for the area, let's say, because it's growing. It would take, if they do well, they will start looking back more to CONCACAF, not only USA, not only Mexico, also Costa Rica, Honduras. They have good talented players that they can develop in Europe, and we can make the confederation better, you know, because there is always this complaint that the confederation is low, very low level and this kind of thing. But we can do nothing, you know. We live there, we play there, and so the best thing to do is to lift up everybody the level and to get better. So it's great to see the USA. Of course, I would love to see Mexican players, the young Mexican players in this situation as well. Hopefully, with many things, I think we spoke before about that. Many things happen around these kind of things, but of this situation that it hasn't been possible so far. But I hope, because I think the talent they have in the Mexican players to be competing in this level. So I hope that they can do it soon in the future. Otherwise, they have to keep working to one day be able to do that, you know.
I know you keep an eye on your teammates. It's been great to watch Raul Jimenez with Wolves and just his emergence in the Premier League. We have a big supporters group here in Houston that's a Wolves supporters group, and they absolutely love Raul Jimenez, and their group continues to grow because of him. Tell me a few things about Raul and playing with him and what type of confidence he brings to the Mexican national team as your striker.
No, he's, like you say, you know, he's in a great moment. He's enjoying his career, his life. Also his personal life, he just became father, so I think everything is coming perfect in place. Also I always think, you know, that the time he spent in Atletico Madrid and Benfica without playing so much, I think he didn't complain, or he wasn't being the victim, you know. Otherwise he kept working, he tried to improve, he became a better player. So when he got the opportunity, the real confidence from a coach like Nuno Espíritu Santo, I think is called the coach from Wolves. He can show that, you know, it's because when you have a bad period, let's say, because you don't play, many times you complain, you blame everybody but yourself and everything. And when you have the chance to show, not many people can do it because they've been worried and thinking other things besides of working hard and preparing yourself for the opportunity. So he kept working, he was doing well. Even though when he came to the national team, and so he's just doing now what he can do, you know. He's always been a very talented player with a great technique for his physique, and he has all the things that you need to succeed in a competition like it's the Premier League. Because if you see the game, it's very difficult for a striker to have a great season as he had, you know, because the central defenders, they are like rock, you know, only 2 meters guys with big arms, big legs and everything. So it's very difficult to survive in a team, with all due respect for Wolves, they are going fantastic, but it's not like a top team to have this kind of goals that he scored last couple of years. So it's great for him, it's great for the club, because he's helping the club to grow, and the club, Wolves, is helping him to become a big player in the Premier League.
Hector Moreno joining us. Last question. You've been so generous with your time, so thank you very much that, Hector. This has been a very insightful interview. When we talk about some of the guys in Major League Soccer that you join up with, Rodolfo Pizarro, Uriel Antuna, who's played in MLS, Gio Dos Santos, what do they say about the league? Because I know you have some potential interest. I know you're happy in Qatar, but you would love to play in Major League Soccer one day. I think Major League Soccer would love to have you as well. I know a few teams that could use a center back from the Mexican national team named Hector Moreno. But what do they tell you about the league?
Yes, as you just said, you know, I try to speak with them because in my mind, you never know what will happen, but in my mind it's I would like to play there. I would like to live with there with my family and everything. So I speak with them. I ask them about everything, you know, I've seen the facilities from many teams, because when we play with the national team, we are lucky to use them, and they are fantastic. Most of the teams, they have great facilities to train and to be the day by day. And everything is growing. The teams are putting more money, bringing new things, new better things for the team. So they only say good things about the MLS, you know, and hopefully hopefully they can stay there longer. They can do good things for, because of course you need to have like this kind of player with when they, because they go in young age to the MLS, so they can grow, still growing. They can show what they have the quality to do it. And for me, for my side, I just want to, when I ask them, I just want to know how it's like and how it's like the organization, you know, because I can tell, because I can see from the outside, but when I speak with them, they just tell me what I just saw from the outside, you know. It's like great facilities, great organization, and great clubs to play, you know. So hopefully in the future we will see, but I hope that someday I will be able to play there, you know. But I cannot say, I would love to say, yes, I will play MLS, or I would love to say, oh, I will play in Mexico, but you never know. For me, it's like, you just said before, I'm happy in Qatar, my family is happy in Qatar, I have still contracts, so at the end, you never know what will happen in the future, but it's, of course, it's a great competition. I think for the 2026, which is a long way to go, but they will have to, or they would like to still get better as an organization, as a competition for the World Cup. So they will bring good players, new players, and new and better things.
Hector, as always, a big thank you. You're very generous with your time. Thank you so much for coming on, and I wish you the best of luck in your upcoming games against South Korea and Japan, and keep being the humble superstar that you are. That's one of your great qualities, is your humility, and that's very respected, I swear. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Glenn. Thank you so much. See you.
That does it for Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 tonight, presented, as always, by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Big thank you to Aaron Raybould, production and producing tonight. Also to Victor Ariza, adding so much to the show. And by the way, you can get the podcasts of this program. Hit us up on these podcasts. Spotify, GlennDavisSoccer.com, iTunes, or on Podcast Arena. You got a number of options to get this program after the fact. Listen to it while you're running, riding your bike, you name it. You listen to it on your terms. All right, on behalf of the firm, I'm Glenn Davis. Until next Tuesday at 7 o'clock Central, Soccer Matters.
ESPN 97.5.